This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people.
I'm Teresa P. Mateus, and you're joining us for One Practice in a three-part series led by Mystic Soul on Healing Justice podcast. The Mystic Soul Project is an organization centering people of color at the intersections of spirituality, activism, and healing.
In this practice, Teresa will be leading you through a grounding breath meditation. She recommends that you sit in a quiet place, and one that feels safe for you to close your eyes if you so choose. All right, let's do this. Here we go.
This is a practice for grounding. The purpose of grounding in our lives is to center us and give us space to breathe in a world, in a life that can often seem chaotic. For the work of Mystic Soul, our centering is around people of color. And so when we consider grounding, and particularly when we hold multiple marginalizations, we think about the ways in which we hold tension and stress in our physical bodies, the memories of our lifetime, the emotions of our lifetime, the experiences of lifetimes that even came before us in the history of our ancestors. All of us carry the memory of this life in us, in every cell, in every fiber of our being. And particularly for this practice, we're going to engage in breathing, which is such a center of who we are as human beings. It is the first thing we do in life and the last thing we do in life. And it is the thing that holds us together. It is the thing that can ground us or the thing that can spin us out into chaos. When we're in stress, our breath can speed up or hyperventilate. Both responses to the tension and stress in the world around us, and a primal instinct to protect us so that we can hide or we can run when danger is near. And so oftentimes in our lives, rather than grounding in our bodies, we end up holding that tension and stress rooted in our breath and then into those muscles and fibers in our body, holding on to the pain and the tension and the stress of our life, of our memory, of our histories, most of the time without even realizing that that's what's happening. So for this practice in particular, find somewhere without distractions or as limited distractions as you can find. As long as you're not moving a vehicle or you don't need to see for the purposes of what you're doing in this moment, allow yourself a space where, if comfortable, you can even close your eyes. Somewhere where you feel protected and comfortable enough to do that. So find that space or place where you can rest for a moment and take a few moments to allow your body to become comfortable. Whatever that resting posture is for your body, it might be sitting in a chair with your feet grounded on the floor. It might be sitting on the floor on a cushion, cross-legged. It might even be laying down if that's most comfortable for you. So find whatever posture your body feels called to be in this moment, even in this way, paying attention to what your body is telling you. And allow yourself to get comfortable in that space, in that place. If you need to dim lights, if you need to close doors, do whatever you need. And then find that comfortable resting posture. And then gently and slowly bring your hands to your abdomen, right over your belly button, allowing your hands to rest over that center space where we hold our breath, where we release our breath, where we most obviously notice the breath moving through our body. And as you do that without changing anything, just begin to notice and become aware of the breath moving through your body, noticing your own personal rhythm and pace of breathing, noticing if it's slow or fast, noticing if it's shallow or deep. Just becoming aware of that essential piece of our life, our breath, that we often ignore or don't notice in day-to-day life. And as you bring your attention in on that breath, just notice, without judgment, without criticism, how your breath moves through your body, particular to you. And then as you're ready, on your next inhalation breath, breathe in deeply so that as you inhale, you can imagine filling up your lungs with air like a balloon. And on your exhale, releasing and letting go of the oxygen from your lungs, feeling your belly button pull in towards your spine. And on your inhale, another deep breath in, noticing the feeling of your belly expanding and pressing into your palms with your inhale. And on your exhale, as you release the air out, notice the feeling of your belly moving in. Inhaling full and complete breath, filling your lungs up with air. And exhaling, releasing and letting go. Letting go. Letting go. And then you can relax your arms wherever you like, down by your side. And just take a few more breaths, this time without your hand on your belly, allowing yourself to just observe the feeling of breath moving in and out of your lungs in a slow and steady movement. Deep inhales in, full and complete exhales out. Creating your own slow and steady rhythm of breath in your body, in your lungs. Allowing your muscles to relax. Allowing your mind to relax. Knowing that thoughts will come, trying to distract us from just grounding in the moment that we're in. Knowing that sensations in our body will come. Maybe we'll become aware of tension or stress. But allowing yourself to relax into your body, allowing yourself to relax your attention on those thoughts that try to pull us away from just being in any given moment, and pulling yourself back to the breath, returning your focus to the deep inhalations and the deep exhalations. Every time you feel yourself pulled into the distraction, noticing that feeling of breath in and out of your lungs, finding your own comfortable, slow, and steady rhythm that's particular for you. As the thoughts come, as the sensations come, continuing to return back to your breath. Just allowing yourself this moment in time and space to ground in the center of yourself, in the seat of your soul. In that place of breath that is our first and our last and everything in between, that moves us through our lives. That moves us in our beingness, in our body. Slow and steady rhythm of breath, like a pulse, like a heartbeat, creating its own slow and steady rhythm in your body, like a pulse, like a heartbeat, letting go, letting go. Letting go. And then slowly and gently, as you're ready, with the knowledge that you can always return back to this slow and steady rhythm of breath whenever you need it, as a simple guide to slow down and to ground in any moment of life, in any space of tension in your body, in your memory, your emotions and your feelings. And we can always return to breath, holding that awareness inside yourself that that breath is always there and accessible for you. You can slowly begin to bring some awareness back into the muscles of your body, maybe wiggling your fingers or your toes, maybe even gently shaking your head from side to side if it's comfortable, giving your neck a little stretch as you begin to become awake, more conscious, more aware. And as you're ready, you can slowly and gently open your eyes if they were closed, or just bring your attention and awareness back into the space that you're sitting in, the room that you're sitting in, becoming aware of your surroundings and your environment as you become more connected into that which is outside of yourself. And always with the knowledge that you can return back to that breath whenever you need it, for a few moments in the beginning or the end of your day, in the middle, over a lunch break, in the moments where you feel stress, and even in those moments where you just want to remind yourself to relax and to act as if we're aware in all moments of where we are, of who we are, of what we're holding on to. Knowing that that breath can be that reminder in any given moment. Knowing that you can always return to that space whenever you need it, to ground, to center, and to release and let go anything that you don't need to carry. So thank you very much for sharing in this practice of grounding and breath with me. And feel free to use this whenever you need it throughout your life, throughout your days. It's something that you can do in 1 minute, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, as long as you need to sit and hold that space for breath. And it's a great way to help continually remind yourself to be present and to notice what's going on in your own body and to slow down and ground that breath to allow you to center on everything outside of the chaos and noise of the world, into that deepest part of ourselves.
Thank you, Teresa, for that beautiful practice. You can download our corresponding conversation with Teresa and her two co-founders of Mystic Soul, Rob Mendoza and Jade Perry. It's the episode just before this one, and they're talking about people of color-centered contemplative action, including faith origin stories, bridging worlds, grieving the appropriation of POC traditions, and more. You can look forward to the next two episodes in this three-episode series that is a partnership between Mystic Soul and Healing Justice Podcast, where they talk about Indigenous reclamation and contemplative activism and healing practice. Episodes will be released about once a month, so you can look for those coming up in the future. And we can also let you know via email if you sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org and follow us on social media at Healing Justice on Instagram, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter. This project is completely funded by your free will donations and offerings as reciprocity for the practices that we work to share with you. You can find us on patreon.com/healingjustice, and there's also a link at healingjustice.org to make a one-time donation. This podcast is generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. And thank you for being with us, especially for practicing with us, and your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.